The Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Welcome into the 11 o'clock hour, our second hour on Friday. Yes, Friday. For those of you still working, hopefully you have something fun to do, even if it's just relaxing for the weekend. I heard from a number of friends. One of them, just as an example, has a salon, and while her salon was closed, she did some, the personal grocery shopping for people. She got hired on at one of the local stores, and she thought she had stamina being on her feet all day at the salon. But man, running groceries all day is a whole different thing. So for all those people out there who are pitching in and doing that and doing what is necessary to make ends meet, to keep going, to keep moving forward, thank you. You deserve a nice, quiet weekend. 884-9910 if you'd like to call into the show, or 991fmtalk.com. You'll find all kinds of good stuff there, including the podcasts. You can stream the show live wherever you're at. And best of all, our poll question. With all that's gone on, with all that you've heard, do you trust the CDC when it comes to new regulations post-Chinese virus? These regulations that are being looked at by your cities, your counties, your states to open up and stay open. That term they're using, the damn new normal. No. Let's just go back to the way it was. And maybe just clean things a little bit better. How many people get salmonella poisoning? How many people get the, what's that nasty virus? Norwalk disease or whatever? Or, ugh, because people aren't washing their hands? Maybe this is just an eye-opener of what we've been doing wrong in the past, but we can fix on our own. We don't need regulations. We don't need all this new stuff. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Fran. Fran, you want to bring up one of my most irritating subjects, but I'm glad you did. Thanks for calling the show.
It's not irritating. It's absolutely sinister.
It is.
It's a bill in the House of Representatives in Washington, H.R. 6666, just one digit away from being the devil, but anyway, urgency to contact trace, to see if you've been in contact with people who are sick, etc.
Fran, I keep losing you. It's a bad connection, but I'll, that's okay. I'll go over it for people. There is a House resolution. It is 6666. Really? That's just incredible. But it's about contact tracing. You would be amazed with all that's going on with unemployment and people not being able to support themselves, pay their rent. This is what they're worried about. Bill Gates putting millions upon millions of dollars into this. This would fund organizations to trace and prevent COVID-19 infections. The powers that be say, you're being misled by falsehoods on Facebook and social media. Oh, you mean actual epidemiologists, the actual experts, the doctors who deal with it on a day-to-day basis? Those people who are trying to get the word out that the NIH and the CDC and all of these other places actually know what they're talking about? The viral posts on social media, they say, falsely claim that a House bill would give the government the power to forcibly remove children from their homes. Some say yes, some say no. What if you're a foster child in the care of a foster parent? Isn't it the government's responsibility still to take care of you? But what they say the real story is this 100, oh, I'm sorry, not million dollars, billion dollars is going to track you. No, that wasn't a real cough. But heaven forbid you cough around anybody or sneeze because you have allergies or cough because you have a sore throat because, I don't know, maybe you're doing something weird. I don't know, but you're coughing. The fear is so instilled in people right now. It is disgusting. But while we're looking at all this other stuff, having rallies and doing all these other things, trust me, the House is still working. Not only on your rights being taken away to be tracked and traced, oh, but it's in the name of humanity. We have to keep people safe. Don't buy into the fear. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Terry this morning. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. I listen to you every day. Even when I'm out of town, I can get you on the stream.
Oh, well, thanks, Terry. I hope that's a good thing.
It is. Well, you know, me and my grandson, we went back east to get a trailer for my barbecue business, and we went to Tennessee. And, you know, I talked to a lot of people on the way, and I just wanted to say something to everybody. People are out doing things in the middle of the country. They're baling their hay, and they're having their tires fixed, and they're doing the things that people do in the country, and they're still growing the food, and they're optimistic. I mean, everybody doesn't have a mask on that you see. Now, some people may think that's good or bad, but in my opinion, people are doing things, and I want to say to everybody, let's get out and do stuff safely, of course, and be
Absolutely.
Optimistic, because we're all living in fear, and I heard a saying one time, fear is every man's portion, and that may be true, but come on now. Sooner or later, we got to get out, and we got to start doing things and get past this, and that's one man's opinion.
Absolutely, and Terry, it's a great opinion, because not only do we need to be out and doing things for just our own peace of mind and health and well-being, but the sunshine, the fresh air, getting out of your house, not sheltering in place, it is good for you. It actually makes you healthier.
I agree. So does my grandson. He says, Papa, let's go do stuff. What are we going to do today? And we go do it.
That is perfect. Well, you go have a fabulous weekend with your grandson and get out. And I can't wait to hear about that barbecue.
Well, thank you. I'll bring you some by later on when I'm ready to go. I got to get my license with Carson City and all those things, but we're working on it. We just won't stop.
Sounds good.
We love
good.
You to death, Monica.
Thank you,
Talk
Terry.
To you soon.
Love you too. Appreciate the balance of when I have to bring the reality of what people are trying to do to you to bring you fear. And it's not just national, it's local too. Let me cue this up. You might recognize the voice. Sorry, I'm being bothered once again because somebody wants to go outside and play. Somebody wants to take Terry's advice and be outside, but that's all good. All right, this is a local show that... Really, I had a hard time hearing this.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Chris Hicks. He is the Washoe County District Attorney. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Nice to be back.
Let's start out with the demonstrations that have been going on in Las Vegas and Carson City, and to a lesser extent in Reno. We've seen over the past groups try to, push their influence beyond people who are just protesting whatever it is they're protesting, but other people with a real agenda. And there's been talk of a group called the Proud Boys, which is a far-right group that has been organizing these protests in Carson City and in Las Vegas. Is that a true statement to you? And if so, who are these people and what's their goal?
Well, I've not been briefed on the Proud Boys themselves, so I couldn't really say on that. But what I can say is, any time that we're in a state of kind of disarray in our society, in which we most certainly are now, some extremist groups, whether it be an Antifa type or a far right like you're talking about, they certainly seize on those opportunities to try to recruit, to try to, push forth their influence and their philosophies. If you think about it, for example, the most recent protests in Carson City at the governor's mansion. I mean, if you're a group that is anti-government and is looking to recruit, that's certainly a place that you're going to go. I mean, those are people that are upset, rightly so. People are upset in our society for different reasons. And they're there protesting government action. And so it certainly makes sense, again, if you put yourself in the shoes of those groups.
Even our blamestream media, locally, is trying to push a narrative that the Proud Boys, which is, they're autonomous. There's different groups all across the country. Don't even get me started on a well-armed militia because, you know who a well-armed militia is? To be able to fight back against a tyrannical government? That's not the Proud Boys. That's you and me. The militia of the American Revolution was the men and women, even the kids who were picking up arms against a tyrannical government. You might want to check out what the Second Amendment is. But why the media is always trying to paint these people as white supremacists, and they're going to take over, and they're the ones out there with the AK-47s and the AR-15s, and again, just trying to put fear into people. Here's a great example. Leftists paint man as white supremacist. Here is the real story behind his viral photo. You see this man screaming into the face of a law enforcement officer. Well, guess what? As they had the hashtag, of course, that made it go viral, deplorable in the face of the Republican Party. Meet Rob Cantrell, who lives in Los Angeles. Rob is a white supremacist who is being paid to attend protests in blue states all over the country. Hashtag deplorable is the face of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you Google Rob Cantrell and Proud Boys, you'll find images of him there. The person who was in the face of law enforcement, let me just share a little bit of his history for you. Because boy, the left really cashed in on this photo. Going on, these are the same people who tell you to respect the police, blah, 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 blah. Because they got the picture that they needed, because they got the picture that they knew could just go all over to scare everybody. Yeah. It's not what you think. Because goodness knows you can't think for yourself. You have to be told by the media what's going on. The gentleman that they have pictured is a leftist. And they portray him as the alt-right, as the boogeyman, just like your local media does. I was in those rallies, not protests, with businessmen and women of Nevada who wanted their businesses opened, and others who just want this governor recalled because he has no clue on what he's doing. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Here's some news that you're probably not going to get anyplace else. As of this morning, the United States Navy's Mercy, the 1,000-bed hospital ship sent to Los Angeles to help take all the pressure off those hospitals that were swamped in this huge pandemic that said they were going to be overrun with the coronavirus patients. Yeah, it's leaving tomorrow after treating 77 patients. It's saying bye-bye. It's been there since March 27th. You know how much it cost you and me to get that ship there? And now they're leaving after treating 77 patients. But the mayor of Los Angeles has also just shut Los Angeles down until August. So is it about a virus? No, it's not. And regulations are coming your way. Lots and lots and lots of regulations. Going back to what I was saying about the Homeowners Association earlier, if you don't stand up for yourself, and if you don't start saying to these elected representatives who once get just a little bit of a taste of power, go absolutely crazy on your rights. Thank goodness Governor Whitmer's finally being railed in. Do you think Governor Sisolak is watching any of this? Because he should have been the first one. The only reason that Nevada isn't on the main stage with Wisconsin and Michigan and, you know, these other places like New York, shutting down Nevada's economy, is because we're not a swing state. We're not being looked at as that valuable. So you're not going to hear about what Sisolak is doing on the national news. They talk about the rallies in these other states. Because we're smaller. We're the little guys. We're the little fish in the big pond. But it doesn't matter if you're the president, if you're a high-profile general. Thank goodness General Flynn is finally getting his day in the sunshine. It doesn't matter if you're homeless. It doesn't matter if you're a barber or if you're one of these elected representatives. We all have the same rights as Americans. And if anybody ever tells you differently, like they are right now, then you need to let them know the truth. Kind of like that law enforcement officer from Washington who finally put out the video that went viral about his fellow brothers and sisters in blue. You do not have the authority to arrest these people, to shut these cities and counties and states down. Yeah, he was suspended for putting out that video. Not for what he was saying, of course, because he was in uniform when he said it. Uh-huh. Right. The left and those who are afraid of you, because there's a lot more of us than there are of them, they don't like it when the truth gets out and when people speak up. Just like that officer. We wish him all the best, and if he needs a new job in law enforcement, then I would hope people in Nevada would have half a brain and track him down and hire him and move him here. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just got this very interesting email from Vance. Says, I'm a registered to comment at this Australian news site. Many Aussies think we Americans are showing ourselves to be barbaric, mentally deficient with our rallies, protests, and completely out of line with such behavior. And several of us being armed to deter the likes of Antifa. As for the Proud Boys at our rallies, I observed not a one was armed that I could see. Not one. Like I said, coming out of our last segment, the men and women of this state just want to work. They don't want Governor Sisolak continuing the shutdown in this slow-moving phase of reopening for tax dollars. People want to get back to work. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody sent me a posting of what it's supposed to look like when the casinos start opening back up. And they actually have it listed of which casinos get to open first and then how long before the next casino can open. It goes until August of next year. This was supposedly coming from the MGM. And they were saying that feel free to look for other work. It's just incredible how we're being treated by elected representatives. And you see the ones who are waiting and keeping their states shut down, California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Michigan, all Democrat-controlled states. If we don't recall this governor, if we don't turn blue seats red, I almost want to say we're lost, but I have to have faith. I have to be positive. Just got a text. That officer was fired. Seen it on his second video because he wouldn't take the video down. Now the sheriff of Eureka County, Sheriff Jesse Watts, has publicly offered him a job. It's on his Facebook page. He is not following Governor Sissy, Sisolak's unconstitutional orders. Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. That's fantastic. If you see something, say something, has always been used as a term for terrorists. But you know what? We need to turn that around, and we need to make it about taking our country back. If you see something that is unconstitutional, if you see something that is against our civil rights, by the way, where is the ACLU? Just out of curiosity. If you see things that are going against our rights as property owners, as gun owners, as private citizens, as business owners, please say something. If you see something, say something. Just like Jackie did when she called in to talk about her neighbor having to remove those signs because of the HOA. Sometimes people can't speak up for themselves. And we have to speak up for others. I was having a conversation with a gentleman yesterday, Bruce. You've heard him on the show. And he and his wife were talking about looking into places where they can move. And my husband's even brought it up to me. He's working in Montana right now, and boy, he really likes it. I'm like, yeah, not until you spend a winter there do you want to move there. But I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of people saying, where are we going to go? We need to go somewhere more red. We're tired of this. I call bull squat. If you love it here, then stay here and fight. Stay here and be a part of a red wave. Because the only reason that we are going through all of this is because of the Democrats. I'll just put it out there like that. The Democrat mayor we have here in Reno, the Democrat governor that we have, and not enough people standing up for themselves. We have the best rural areas in all of the country. All of the country. And yet their businesses are still shut down and they don't even have cases of coronavirus. So what do? Do we just pack up and move? No! How many times are you going to move because the blue just keeps creeping in? Nevada wasn't always like this. It was because people from California kept creeping this way and bringing their socialist values. Stop thinking about moving and start thinking about what you can do to protect the state of Nevada from the true virus, which is the Democrat Party. Please. Talk to friends and neighbors. Get out. open up your mouth and talk with people, because opening up your wallet, which everybody's already asking for money, and the people that you don't want to see elected are going to get money from the corporations, from the Democrat Party, from the people who, trust me, you don't want them running the state because they're already running it into the ground. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bill this morning. Bill, you have a solution for the coronavirus?
Yes, I do.
What is that, sir?
They should open up the gyms that have dry saunas. Dry saunas run between 150 and 190 degrees. At 170 degrees, it can actually help get rid of the germs within your lungs. And they should be doing that, should have been doing that weeks ago. It's a very simple solution. If I had the coronavirus, I would go to a gym, if it were available, sit in a dry sauna. I used to go to a dry saunas and wet saunas years ago. It's such a simple solution. It's not even funny. You don't need a vaccine or treatment and all this type of jazz.
Bill, how can they keep you controlled and keep you living in fear if you can just go to a dry sauna? That's no fun
that's
for them.
True. Exactly. That is why they're doing it. You know, it's sad what's going on, Monica, you know, because it's obvious that the whole country's being shut down in a totalitarian environment. But really, what they should be looking out for the people and doing something about it. But I really believe there's a secret agenda going on. I don't want to get too much into that. But
I'm right there with you, Bill.
You know, so. But no, that's just my suggestion for today. I'll probably call in another time.
All right. I appreciate that. That was a good suggestion. If it wasn't for a suggestion from the President of the United States, would anybody have brought up hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine? Wouldn't have been Fauci. Because for a pill that costs 30 cents or so to a pill he's helping promote and create that costs $1,000 a pill. Yeah, nothing in it for him. Instead of being tracked, instead of you and me being tracked to see who we have contact with, how about we go and we, you know, track the people who are involved in the money, who are involved in, leave it alone, Craig, I'm trying to do something here. Get them as the ones being tracked. Okay? Because let me tell you, even here in Reno, you might want to look at the Reignite Reno plan. Because it's pretty scary. They're looking at phase three as long-term regulatory changes. Those words should be the real trigger of fear for you. Reignite Reno. Long-term regulatory changes. With the elected representatives we have in place right now, is that something you really want them doing? Because once, and this is how the Republicans play off of it as well, because don't think Republicans are innocent in all this. Because just like sunsetting taxes, the regulations, the long-term changes, they never get repealed either. Did we ever get any Republicans in there working on trying to get the taxes reversed back to the will of the people? You need to start speaking up. Because if you don't, you're going to turn around and you're going to actually see that steamroller coming over the top of you. We'll talk about the recall effort and if the judge has ruled right after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The greatest invention, I think, so far has been message boards. This is hysterical. So, Colo 8 News Now put out the announcement a little bit ago that, the all-powerful Oz, the all-powerful Steve Sisolak will be providing an update at 3 today on the state's Phase 1 reopening. Yeah, remember, it's May 15th. But just looking at people's comments... Oh, man. Please open casinos. I want to get back to work. That's true. People just want to work. No more phases. Just open. John says, extending quarantine indefinitely since Roy Horn died. Okay, I hope not. He's busy now being told what to say. He's a puppet. Oh, that's why it's 3 o'clock. They're giving him his talking points or uploading them right now. Open campgrounds. Yeah. Being outside is good for you. Open up the campgrounds. Open up the state parks. People get it. If you're sick, stay home. If you're not sick and you're out and about, stay out of other people's business. Man. I know that there for a long time has been the dumbing down of society. But do they really think we're this dumb? Do they really think that we are this dumb? Yes, they do, unfortunately. And they're going to continue to think that we're this dumb unless we start saying something and getting more Republicans into office. But the right Republicans. That's why it is so important for you to understand what's going on with this primary. What's going on with the general election in November? All this mail-in ballot. I am sorry to hear that Douglas County, I kind of went through the emails that I've been getting. And yeah, Douglas County is completely shut down. You are a total mail-in or you can drop it off in person day of ballot. Washoe County, at least you can go in and, you know, do early voting and they'll have a machine, but it's going to be at the registrar voter's office. So if they have a machine, it's probably going to be just one or two. We'll get the numbers on that, but you're going to be waiting in line a long time. So anything that discourages you from voting the way you want to vote, yay. Oh, there's going to be a rally in Carson City this Saturday. I had not heard this. Rally in Carson City this Saturday, 11 o'clock. I wish I had known that earlier. I wish I had known that earlier. I can't be there, but you know I'm there with you in spirit because this garbage has got to end. It's got to end. Please. Talk to your friends and neighbors and help them see the light if they're Democrats. Because I don't want to move. I ain't going to move. I'm going to be a thorn in people's tuchuses from here on out. And this nonpartisan stuff? No. It doesn't fly, especially when it comes to judges. Any office, whether it be the recorder, Yes, I'm almost done, honey. It doesn't matter what it is. See, Sadie knows we need to be outside playing in the sunshine. Even she knows, and she's a dog. We need to just get out and start living our lives again. But to do that, you have to know who you're putting into office and what their ulterior motives are. And that includes the rhinos. Do your research this weekend. Go to the rally too, but do your research. And I'll be back with you on Monday. It's the Monica J. Show. Love you. Mwah.